You're listening to the WGXC News Update. I'm Alana Medlock. Daniel Zuckerman is reporting for Columbia Green Media. More than 300 runners and walkers participated in the annual Ghostly Gallop 5K on Sunday, October 22nd in Hudson. The race, which has been held for the past 17 years, is a major fundraiser for the Hudson Area Library. The event includes a 5K run, 5K walk, a kids' fun run, and a costume competition. Race director Gary Sheffer estimated the run would raise between $8,000 and $10,000 for the library. WGXC's own Dan Ronsani, co-host of Now Boarding with Dan and Jim, took first place in the 5K run with a time of 18 minutes and 20 seconds. Quote, "It's a great cause, it's a beautiful setting," end quote, Ronsani said. Karen Bertasso of Albany finished second with a time of 18 minutes and 29 seconds. Read the full story at HudsonValley360.com. The State Department of Environmental Conservation announced Monday, October 23rd, the fur bearer trapping and hunting seasons begin soon. Coyote hunting season began October 1st across much of the state. Hunting seasons for other fur bearers, such as bobcat, raccoon, and fox, begins October 25th. Department of Environmental Conservation Commissioner Basil Segos also advised trappers to note the special permit requirements for Fisher and Martin trapping seasons and to be aware of a change to the special permit requirement for bobcat hunting and trapping as well. Under the trapping regulations that began in 2016, all Fisher and Martin trappers are required to obtain a special free permit from their regional wildlife office, to submit a trapping activity log, and to provide the skull or jaw from harvested Fishers and Martins. Bobcat hunters and trappers are reminded they no longer have to obtain an additional special permit. Read the full press release at dec.ny.org. Kenneth C. Crow II is reporting in the Times Union, property taxes in Rensselaer County will not change under its proposed 2018 budget, County Executive Kathleen Jimeno said Friday, October 20th. This was Jimeno's 17th and final county budget announcement as she completes her fourth term in office. She is not seeking re-election in November. Looking ahead, Jimeno touted the new update to the public safety radio system, scheduled to be online and completed in early 2018, an expanding tax base and sales tax revenue, the ongoing fight against opioid drug addiction through the county's heroin coalition, saving on energy costs, updating county technology, and increasing the county budget reserves to $25 million. The $340.4 million spending plan increases spending by 1.2%. However, the average county property tax bill would remain fixed at $619 for a property valued at $100,000. The Rensselaer County Legislature has until December 1st to review, amend, and adopt the budget. Read the full story in the Times Union. And the Mid-Hudson News Network and Daily Freeman are reporting the State Health Department has confirmed a case of Powassan virus, a tick-borne illness in Dutchess County. Powassan is a rare viral disease that causes symptoms ranging from mild flu-like symptoms to encephalitis. There have been only 27 confirmed cases reported since 2000. Dr. Anil Vaidyan, the commissioner of the Dutchess County Department of Behavioral and Community Health, said, quote, "It is important for residents to plan ahead for outdoor activities, be mindful of exposure while outdoors, and to remain vigilant in checking for ticks afterwards for the best chance of prevention against tick-borne diseases," end quote. According to the U.S. Centers for Disease Control and Prevention, about 75 cases of the Powassan virus were reported in the United States during the past 10 years. The CDC reports symptoms of infection can include fever, headache, vomiting, weakness, confusion, seizures, and memory loss. Read the full story in the Daily Freeman. I'm Alana Medlock, and this has been the WGXC News Update.